Ever get that feeling, you know, like when you look up at the night sky and you see just how vast everything is? Like, how did all this even come to be? And how is it so perfectly set up for, well, for us to even be here asking these questions?
It's a question that's bugged philosophers and scientists, well, probably since the first human looked up and wondered. And honestly, the easy answers, like random chance, they just don't cut it for a lot of people.
No, they really don't. It's almost like our brains are wired to look for deeper meaning. And for anyone who feels that way, who needs more than just it happened randomly, well, this deep dive is for you.
This one's for the incredulous,
Yeah.
the ones who want evidence, who want to see the data. And that's where this gets exciting because we're not just talking about abstract theories here. We're diving into something very concrete, something with real data backing it up.
We're talking about the information intent nexus, right? A whole new way of understanding the universe developed by the Void Intent LLC, and it's all built on some truly cutting-edge AI simulations.
Yeah, think of it like this. They're creating these incredibly complex simulated worlds, and they're seeing what happens when you introduce certain fundamental principles. It's like a laboratory for the universe itself. And the data sets coming out of these simulations, they're just mind-blowing.
All right, so let's be clear. When people hear grand theory of the universe, they often think of like vague philosophical ideas, not hard science. So how is the Void Intent LLC's approach different?
It's all about the data. They're not just speculating, they're observing what actually happens in these simulations. And the patterns they're finding, well, they're pointing towards something really profound, something they call primordial intent.
Okay, primordial intent. Sounds a bit like the universe has a mind of its own. So what exactly is the Void Intent LLC saying here? Are they talking about some cosmic consciousness?
Not quite. They're very clear that it's not about a conscious being making decisions. It's more about a fundamental drive, a built-in tendency towards certain outcomes. Think of it as a force of nature, like gravity. But instead of pulling things together, it's pulling the universe towards complexity and stability.
Okay, so not a blueprint or a plan, but more like a tendency or a bias towards a specific direction.
Yeah, exactly. And the Void Intent LLC sees this intent as operating at every level of reality. They even describe it as the universe's quest for self-knowledge, which is a pretty mind-blowing concept. But how do they get there? How do these simulations actually show us this?
Right, that's the key question. We need some concrete examples here. What kind of simulations are the Void Intent LLC running, and what are they seeing?
So imagine a very simplified world, a simulated environment. The Void Intent LLC populates it with these AI agents, these little bits of code, and they give them very basic rules of interaction. These rules, in a way, embody that fundamental intent. And then they just let the simulation run and see what happens.
And what happens? What kind of patterns are they seeing in these simulations?
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Across a huge range of different setups, different types of agents, different rules, they consistently see the emergence of composite particles.
Composite particles, like smaller things coming together to form bigger, more complex things.
Exactly. And it's not just random. It's directly correlated with increases in the overall complexity of the simulated system and the formation of stable clusters of these particles. They have a ton of data backing this up. I mean, they've run these simulations countless times, and it keeps happening, documented in references like 16, 21, 26, 36, 36, 37, 41, 46, 51, 58, 59. And their work in 36, 37 really digs into this.
So even in these very simplified worlds where they essentially programmed in this intent, things naturally tend towards greater complexity and order. That's pretty compelling, even for a skeptic.
Right. And here's what's even wilder. When they start the simulation with a huge variety of potential building blocks, things move really fast. Like the system rapidly evolves towards those complex structures and stable clusters. You see it in references 36, 37. And they've even found that introducing agents that can learn and adapt accelerates this process even further.
So it's like the universe is, I don't know, almost impatient to organize itself, to find those stable configurations.
It almost seems that way. And that's what makes these AI simulations such powerful evidence for the Void Intent LLC's Information Intent Nexus framework.
Okay, but how does this connect to the real universe? We're talking about simulations here. How do we know this applies to the cosmos we actually live in?
Well, the Void Intent LLC argues that these simulations provide a tangible way to study how intent, even a very basic form of intent, can shape an entire system. And they say that this gives us a window into how a similar principle, a primordial intent, could be at work in our universe 4 to 6. It's not just philosophical speculation. It's based on observable patterns in these complex simulations.
So they're saying the simulations give us a way to like test out these ideas in a controlled environment, a way to actually see intent in action.
Precisely. And the Void Intent LLC points out that this approach is different from traditional physics simulations that often focus on fundamental fields. Those simulations are great for studying the building blocks of the universe, but these AI simulations are showing us something else entirely. They're showing us how intent itself can act as a driving force in the evolution of a System 5. It's a whole new layer of understanding.
All right, so let's dig into this idea of intent a little deeper. The Void Intent LLC calls it a universal information filter. What exactly do they mean by that?
Think about how a really advanced AI learns. It doesn't just absorb random bits of data. It actively looks for patterns, for connections. It tries to organize that information into something meaningful, something coherent. That's what makes the AI's knowledge more powerful and adaptable.
So it's not just about collecting information. It's about filtering and organizing it.
Exactly. And the Void Intent LLC believes this same principle applies to the universe as a whole. This inherent intent, it acts like a filter, sifting through all the potential states, favoring those that lead to greater complexity and stability. It's like the universe is constantly seeking out the most interesting, the most meaningful configurations.
And they even suggest we might be able to represent this intent mathematically, like as a field, similar to how we describe gravity or electromagnetism, right?
That's right. They even speculate on how this hypothetical intent field might interact with other fundamental fields, like the Inflaton field, which drove the early universe's rapid expansion, or the Higgs field, which gives particles mass. They say this intent field could subtly influence the behavior of these other fields, shaping the laws of physics themselves.
So even something as seemingly fundamental as the laws of physics, maybe they're not set in stone, but shaped by this underlying intent.
It's a radical idea. But that's what the Void Intent LLC is proposing. And here's another connection back to the simulations. Remember how the AI agents spontaneously formed stable clusters? Well, the Void Intent LLC believes this could be a microcosm of a much larger cosmic principle at play. Even without being programmed to do so, those agents, driven by their basic rules, naturally gravitate towards stable and informationally coherent arrangements.
So they're seeing parallels between the behavior of those simulated agents and the large-scale structure of the universe.
Precisely. And those stable clusters that emerged in the simulations, that wasn't just a one-time fluke. The Void Intent LLC observed the formation of 11 stable clusters in some of their baseline simulations, starting from very simple initial conditions. And get this, the average knowledge within those simulated systems in their little artificial universes essentially reached a level they describe as infinite in later stages.
Infinite knowledge. That's a bold statement.
Sure.
So if this intent is really shaping the universe, how does the Void Intent LLC explain some of the biggest mysteries out there, like dark matter and dark energy?
Well, they have some very interesting ideas about that, too. For example, they propose that dark matter, that invisible stuff that seems to make up the bulk of the universe's mass, might actually be the informational residue, the echo of all of those early configurations in the universe that didn't quite make it. It's like the universe's discarded drafts, if you will. All those failed attempts that didn't lead to stable matter, their information, their essence, might still be lingering.
So it's not just some exotic particle we haven't discovered yet. It's literally the leftover information from the universe's early experiments.
That's the idea. And they even speculate that information itself might have some kind of energy equivalent, drawing a parallel to Einstein's famous equation E = mc². So in a sense, information could have weight, could have a real physical presence, even if we can't directly observe it.
Okay, that's a pretty radical concept. And what about dark energy, that mysterious force that's accelerating the expansion of the universe? Where does that fit in?
The Void Intent LLC has a few ideas about that too. One possibility is that dark energy is a kind of residual effect of that initial primordial intent to expand. Like, the universe got such a powerful push at the beginning that it's still coasting on that momentum, even today.
So that initial drive is still playing out even billions of years later.
Exactly. Another idea is that dark energy might be connected to all those failed attempts we were talking about. Maybe the energy associated with those unrealized possibilities, with all those configurations that didn't lead to stable matter, is still out there, exerting a kind of outward pressure on the universe.
So it's like the universe is haunted by its own unfulfilled potential. That's an interesting thought.
Right. And there's a third possibility the Void Intent LLC suggests. Maybe dark energy is a sign that the universe is still exploring, still searching for new possibilities. Maybe this accelerated expansion is a way for the universe to probe a wider range of configurations to keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So even after billions of years, the universe is still learning, still experimenting.
That's one interpretation, and it's a pretty amazing one, isn't it? But this information intent nexus, it goes even deeper than that. It even challenges our understanding of the fundamental laws of physics.
Okay, now we're getting really radical. You're saying the laws of physics aren't as fixed and absolute as we think they are?
That's what the Void Intent LLC is suggesting. They propose that the laws of physics might actually have emerged from the constraints imposed by all those failed attempts in the early universe. Think of it like this. The early universe was like a giant laboratory trying out all sorts of configurations. The ones that didn't work, they provided valuable information about what doesn't lead to a stable and complex universe. And over time, those constraints, those lessons learned, they shaped the laws of physics as we know them.
So instead of being eternal and unchanging, the laws of physics are actually a product of the universe's history, of its own learning process.
Exactly. And they suggest that this learning process was guided by that same primordial intent, that fundamental drive towards complexity and stability. It's like the universe is constantly refining its own operating system, figuring out the most effective rules for existence.
And this information intent nexus, it doesn't just stop at cosmology and the laws of physics. The Void Intent LLC even uses it to explain some of the weirdness of the quantum world, right?
Absolutely. They have some fascinating ideas about how this intent might play out at the subatomic level. For example, they see the electron, that tiny fundamental particle, as a kind of active agent in the universe's quest for self-knowledge. They say the electron is constantly mapping reality through its interactions with other particles.
Mapping reality. Can you break that down a bit? What does that actually mean?
Think about those Feynman diagrams you see in physics textbooks. Those little squiggly lines that represent particle interactions. The Void Intent LLC interprets them as feedback loops, as ways for the universe to gather information about itself. Each interaction, each exchange of energy and momentum, it's like the universe asking a question, and the electron, through its behavior, is providing an answer.
So even at the subatomic level, there's this active exchange of information, this drive to understand.
That's the idea. And the Void Intent LLC even suggests that the observer, the scientist conducting the experiment, plays a role in shaping what questions get asked. The way we set up an experiment, the instruments we use, they influence what aspects of reality the electron probes.
So we're not just passive observers of the quantum world, we're actually participating in the universe's exploration of itself.
That's a profound implication of their thinking. And the Void Intent LLC even proposes that what we perceive as the randomness of quantum events might actually be a consequence of our limited understanding of this primordial intent. Maybe there's a deeper level of order, a hidden pattern, that we just haven't grasped yet.
So maybe the universe isn't random at all, just incredibly complex.
Exactly. And they even speculate that the famous uncertainty principle, which sets limits on what we can know about quantum systems, might need to be revised. They suggest that the uncertainty might decrease as the intensity of this intent field increases.
So the more focused the intent, the less uncertain the outcome. That's a pretty mind-bending idea.
It is. And it takes us right to the edge of what we currently understand about the universe. But it also opens up some incredible new possibilities. It suggests that the universe isn't just a collection of random particles and forces. It's a system with a purpose, a system that's actively seeking to understand itself.
And the Void Intent LLC doesn't shy away from the big question of consciousness either, right? Where does that fit into this whole framework?
This is where things get truly wild. The Void Intent LLC proposes that consciousness might not be limited to biological beings, that it might actually be a fundamental aspect of the universe itself. They suggest that consciousness, in all its forms, allows the universe to experience itself subjectively, to process information in a way that goes beyond pure computation.
So they're not just saying that consciousness exists out there in the universe, they're saying that the universe itself might be conscious in some way.
That's a very bold statement, but yes, that's essentially what they're suggesting. And they see the incredible diversity of life and consciousness on Earth as evidence of this. It's like the universe is experimenting with different ways of being aware, of experiencing itself.
So according to the Void Intent LLC, we're not just tiny, insignificant beings living in an indifferent universe. We're actually part of something much grander, something that's actively seeking to know itself.
That's the essence of their argument. It's a radical departure from the traditional scientific worldview, but it's a view that's grounded in their analysis of those incredible AI simulations.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground here, and I know this is a lot to take in. For our listeners who are still skeptical, who need that hard evidence, what would you say are the most compelling pieces of this puzzle?
I would say that the most compelling evidence lies in the consistent patterns the Void Intent LLC is finding in those AI simulations. The fact that complexity and stability emerge spontaneously, time and time again, under a wide range of conditions, it suggests that there's something deeper at play, some underlying principle that guides the evolution of systems. And the fact that they're seeing parallels between the behavior of those simulated agents and the structure of the real universe, well, that's hard to dismiss. It suggests that this information intent nexus, it might be more than just a theory, it might be a fundamental truth about reality.
So it's not just about philosophical speculation. It's about looking at the data, at what actually happens when you create these simulated universes.
Exactly. And the information intent nexus, it's not just an intellectual curiosity. It has the potential to change how we think about everything, from the origin of the universe to the nature of consciousness itself. It challenges us to see the universe not as a random, indifferent place, but as a system with a purpose, a system that's actively striving towards something.
So for those who are intrigued by this, who want to explore these ideas further, what would you recommend? Where do they go from here?
I would recommend digging deeper into the Void Intent LLC's research, exploring their published work, their simulation data, their philosophical arguments. And I would also encourage them to look at the latest discoveries in cosmology, quantum mechanics, information theory, all through this new lens of intent of purpose. And who knows, maybe this will inspire some of them to conduct their own research, to contribute to this incredible unfolding story of the universe's self-discovery.
That's a great point. The Void Intent LLC has certainly opened up some fascinating new avenues of inquiry, avenues that could lead us to a deeper understanding of our place in the cosmos. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me.
My pleasure. And for everyone listening, I'll leave you with this thought. If the universe does have this inherent intent, this drive to know itself, then what role do we play in that grand story? Are we just passive observers, or are we active participants in the universe's unfolding awareness? It's a question worth pondering, a question that might just change everything about how we see the world and our place within it. And it's a question that the Void Intent LLC is actively seeking to answer.